In July 2015, the ECX did, however, introduce electronic transactions, now used for almost all trades. Bespoke software is built in-house by Ethiopian engineers. Payments the day after purchase are guaranteed. The ECX can also boast never to have seen a default in a country known for suicides by indebted farmers whose buyers have welched. Ethiopia has shown that it is possible for an exchange to prompt the physical infrastructure of commodities markets. The ECX oversaw a burst in warehouse construction. Fledgling exchanges dotted around Africa often visit Addis Ababa to study the ECX, but experts doubt it is a helpful model. The government made it viable by mandating that almost all trade in coffee and some other commodities go through the exchange. This might not be possible elsewhere. A monopoly imposed by fiat makes it more like a state marketing board than an exchange, says Thomas Jane, an economist at Michigan State University. Another model might be the Agricultural Commodity Exchange for Africa in Malawi, which was set up privately in 2006 at the request of an association of smallholder farmers. But its volumes remain low, and its concentration on staple foods such as maize and soya leaves it vulnerable to the sort of government interventions that can sink exchanges. Trading in staples tends to be politically sensitive in times of food scarcity. Setting up national exchanges may be the wrong approach. The Johannesburg Stock Exchange plans to introduce a regional contract for Zambian white maize later this year. For lucrative export crops like coffee, well-established offshore exchanges may make more sense than starting from scratch at home. Better a functioning exchange somewhere else than a disappointing one on the doorstep.